Bibles this morning.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. The Bible says, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Amen.
Amen.
We'll just take that one verse. Amen. For a text. Amen. Shall we pray?
Baba wedu atsene ishe mwari muriko kumusoro kudenga. Tinokutendai nekutiunza mukati meimba yenyu mangwanani ano. Mazviro kwazvo baba tinofara sa David wekare akati ndakafara pazvakanzi handei kuimba yaJehovha. Asi mwari tine mufaro unopfuurira nekuti nhasi uno hatisi kukunamatai pasi peropa rembudzi nemakwai nenzombe. Asi tiri kunamatai pasi pechipiriso chakakwana ishe Jesu Kristo. Tinonamata baba tichikutendai kuti ishe muranda wenyu auya akanamata. Muranda wenyu ishe avhura shoko ramwari. Iro takadzidziswa nemuprofita kuti munhu wese akadzidziswa kuverenga nekunyora chirungu anogona kuvhura Bhaibheri akaverenga. Asi zvinotora imi mwari, mweya wenyu mutsvene kuti upe dudziro mangwanani ano. Jehovha saka ishe tiri kunamata kuti mwari uyai mushandise muranda wenyu sezvamusati mamboita ishe Jehovha. Hatidi kukujairirai mwari nekuti hama yedu tinoiziva. Asi tinoziva kuti mwari havazive zvinhu anhu zviri mukati meupenyu hwevanhu vose vakaungana muno mangwanani ano. Baba vangu tinokukokai panguva ino tichiti huyai mutange nesu mugopedza nesu nemuzita ramambo Jesu Kristu. Amen.
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 We may take our seats.
Tigare zvedu pasi.
Kavangu anogona kucherechedza kana kunzwa ndichitadza kunyaso pronounce mamwe mawedzi.
People, you may notice or you may realize that I will be having problem to pronounce certain words.
I've just had some dentures fitted.
Ndakaya bakunopuwa mazino ekugadzirwa aya.
So I'm not quite used to them.
Saka handisati ndamajairira iye zvino.
Amen. Saka ndinogona kunge sendiri kutaura chirimi.
So I might appear like I have got a problem with my speech.
Amen. So ndo pane nyaya yacho kana mukakwanisa kusvika. Amen.
So that's where the issue is, if you can pick it.
For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
Nokuti namashoko ako ucharuramiswa uye namashoko ako uchapomerwa.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to read, you know, a prayer by the prophet. The message, hearing, recognizing, acting on the word of God. Amen. So the prophet here says, our Heavenly Father, we now approach thy throne of mercy, because we have been asked to do this. And it was told us by thy Son and our Savior that if we should ask you anything in his name, it would be granted. Therefore, Lord, knowing that we are living in the shadows of his coming, and now standing in the shadows of his mercy, then we would ask, Lord, that you would choose by the Holy Spirit those things that we should ask for. And we feel this morning that it would not be contrary to thy word or to thy great righteousness. And thy mercy and grace. That if we should ask that we should have a special visitation today from the Holy Spirit. That he might come into our midst. And would discern the thoughts of our hearts. Reveal to us our weak places. And heal our sicknesses. And bind up the broken hearts. And save the lost. And make ready a people for his coming.
Says,
Lord, hear this prayer. Amen. And it's also our prayer this morning. That we would have a special visitation from the Holy Spirit. That
we
would discern the thoughts of our hearts. For the Bible says the word is quick and powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword.
And
discern of the thoughts and intents of the heart. May he heal our sicknesses. Bind the broken hearts. Save the lost. And make us ready for the rapture. Amen.
Amen.
That's our prayer this morning. We pray for a special visitation from the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Now, go with me to Numbers chapter 12. From verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married.
Zino Miriam na Aaron vakapopotera Moses nokuda kwomukadzi waiva mukushi wakanga awana.
For he had married an Ethiopian woman.
Nokuti wakanga awana mukadzi waiva mukushi.
And they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us?
Vakati, ko Jehova wakataura na Moses iye oga here, ko haana kutaura nesuwo here.
And the Lord heard it.
Jehova akazinzwa.
Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth.
Zino munhu uyu Moses wakanga ari munhu munyoro kwazo kupfuura vanhu vose vaiva panyika.
And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam. Come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation, and they three came out.
Jehovah akataura pakerepo na Moses na Aaron na Miriam akati. Budai imi vatatu kutende rokusangana, iwo vatatu akabuda.
And the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth.
Ipapo Jehovah akaburuka mushongo yegore akamira mumukova wetende rokusangana, akadana Aaron na Miriam, iwo vaviri vakabuda.
And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream.
Zino akati, teererai mashoko angu, kana kune muprofita pakati penyu, ini Jehovah, ndichazvizivisa kwaari nechiratidzo, ndichataura naye nokurota hope.
My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house.
Muranda wangu Moses, haana kudaro.
With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold.
Iye ndichataura naye nomuromo pachena, ndisingatauri namashoko asinganzwisisi, iye uchaona Jehovha kuti wakadini.
Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
Naizvozvo makaregereko kutya kupopotera muranda wangu Moses?
And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Now,
verse
2. if you read these scriptures,
zino kana ukaverenga magwaro aya,
I know it makes people sit on edge.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm not preaching on respect this morning. I'm not preaching on respect. Amen. I read these verses. But the verse that I want there is verse 2. Amen. Which says, and the Lord heard it.
Jehovah akazvinzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the part that I want.
The
Lord heard it.
Mwari vakazvinzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Here we see the negative side where Miriam and Aaron spoke against.
Tirikuona apa zvakaipa zvakaitwa na Miriam na Aaron pavakapikisana na Moses.
Amen. But we will look at the positive where people speak for and not against.
Chatarisa nzira yakanaka inotaurwa nevanhu kwete vachipikisa.
Amen.
Amen.
But before we come to that, we just want to look at something here. Amen.
Amen.
I
believe we all love the scriptures.
Amen. Sunday morning.
Sondo mangwanani.
Amen. Enjoying the comfort of your seats. Amen. Just relax.
Wakadekara.
In the presence of the Lord.
Muupo ashe.
Amen.
Amen.
We are not in a hurry.
Atina chatiri kumanyira.
Atina kwatiri kumanyira. Amen.
We are not in a hurry.
Tauya kuzoshumira Mwari.
We have come to worship the Lord.
Tauya kuzonzwa kuna Mwari.
We have come to hear from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right. Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew chitsauko 7.
Verse 24 says.
Ndima 24 inoti.
Right. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them,
akaita,
I will liken him unto a wise man,
ungafananidzwa nemurume wakachenjera,
which built his house upon a rock.
Wakavaka imba yake paruware.
The rain descended.
Mvura ikanaya.
The floods came.
Mvura zhinji
the
yakauya.
Wind blew.
Mitutu ikavhuvhuta.
And beat upon the house.
Ikarova imba iyoyo.
And it fell not.
Ikasawa.
For it was founded upon a rock.
Nekuti yakanga yakateiwa paruware.
Amen.
Amen.
And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine,
mumwe nemumwe unonzwa mashoko angu aya,
and doeth them not,
akasaita,
shall be likened unto a foolish man,
ungafananidzwa nomurume benzi,
which built his house upon sand,
akavaka imba yake pajecha,
and the rain descended,
mvura ikanaya,
and the floods came,
mvura zhinji ikauya,
winds blew,
mitutu ikavhuvhuta,
and beat upon that house,
ikarova imba iyo,
and it fell,
ikawa,
and great was the fall of it,
kuva kwayo kukava kukuru.
Amen.
Amen.
So here Christ says, whosoever heareth and doeth.
Apa Christ varikuti aninani anonzwa akaita.
Amen. So you can hear,
saka unokwanisa kunzwa,
and not do.
Asiworegera kuita.
Amen.
Amen.
So he says, he that heareth these sayings of mine,
aninani anonzwa mashoko angu awa,
and doeth them,
akaita.
Amen. I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And we know rock speaks of revelation. Amen. He built upon the rock of revelation. Amen.
Amen.
It was in Matthew 16. Amen. He asks his disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some say thou art John the Baptist. Some say Elias. Some
Jeremiah.
Or one of the prophets. And then he says unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Amen. Vanhu vanoti ndinani.
What do the people say who I am?
Amen. And then he comes to them and says, and you, what about you?
What
do you say of me?
Whom
say ye that I am? And Peter answered, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. I say unto you, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen.
Amen.
Upon this rock, amen, I will build my church. Amen. The rock, which is the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Amen.
Amen.
So the church that's built upon revelation, Christ says the gates of hell cannot prevail against
and
it. Amen. So we see this man who built, who had and then did what the Lord said. Christ said, I liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. So this man got a revelation. Amen.
Amen.
Upon this rock I will build my church.
Because
if you watch verse 20, then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Because so the disciples, he saw the disciples that they caught the revelation. They had the revelation of who he was. Amen.
Amen.
And then he says, don't tell people that I am the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Because you cannot teach somebody a revelation. Amen. It has to be God. Amen. This is what John the Baptist said. No man can receive anything except it be given him from above. Amen.
Amen.
We see in Matthew
18,
amen, he speaks of the parable of the sower. Amen, like we heard on Wednesday. Why speak, cast thou unto them in parables? Amen.
Amen.
Because they realized, whenever there are multitudes of people, amen, Christ will speak in parables. Amen. They realize it. When
he's
speaking to multitudes of people, he speaks in parables. And then he says, why speakest thou unto them in parables? Amen.
Amen.
So here he is speaking of the parable of the sower.
The
sower went forth to sow.
And kuno
some seeds fell by the wayside.
Mama aka wira akarasika.
Some fell upon stony places.
Mama aka wira pane matombo.
We are familiar with this parable.
Chino ziva mfananizo.
Amen. But, right? And some fell among thorns.
Andi, ime aka wira pakatwe minzwa.
Amen. But other fell into good ground.
Asi ime aka wira pa ivraka naka.
Anyway, that's not the title of my message. Amen. The title of my message this morning
is
say the right thing. Amen.
Amen.
Now is the season.
Uno ndiwo mwaka.
Amen.
Amen.
Say the right thing.
Taura zvinhu zvakanaka.
Amen. For by your words you are justified.
Nekuti nemashoko ako ucharuramiswa.
And by your words you are condemned.
Uye nemashoko ako uchapomerwa.
So you must say the right thing.
Saka unofanira kutaura zvakanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
Other seeds fell into good ground. And then it says, he who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Amen.
Amen. And verse 18 he says, Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Amen. Verse 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom. You hear? We saw those two men. One who heareth and doeth. And then there is one who heareth and does not do. And here the Lord is saying, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it.
Gamuchira pakare pono mufaro.
Amen.
Amen.
Nokunzwisisa. Amen. He that heareth the word,
uya anonzwa shoko,
and understandeth it,
nokunzwisisa,
which also beareth fruit,
anopa zvibereko,
and bringeth forth some in hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
Unza zvakapetwa zvimwe zana, zvimwe zvigumi zvitatu.
Amen. So this man who hears and understands.
Amen.
In other words, this man got a revelation of what God wants. Amen.
Amen.
Because he heard and understood. Amen. And this understanding, the Bible calls it revelation. Amen. Because when you get a revelation, it puts you into action. But when you hear and don't get a revelation, it's one of those things. You lack a revelation, you don't understand, so you don't do. Amen. So he got a revelation of what God wants. Amen. Because without faith,
the
Bible says it's impossible to please God. And we know faith is a revelation. So without revelation, it's impossible to please God. Amen.
Amen.
Because you must get a revelation of what God wants. Amen.
Amen.
Only and only then can you please him. Without a revelation, it's impossible to please God. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. By revelation, he got a revelation of what happened. Amen. So he offered a more excellent sacrifice. But
Cain
lacked the revelation. Amen.
Amen.
So it was revealed to Abel. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says, here's the secret of it. The word is in the bride. As it was in Mary. The bride has the mind of Christ. For she knows what he wants done with the word. That's the secret. She understands. She knows what he wants done with the word. It's been revealed to her. Amen.
Amen.
This is why he said in Matthew 15, verse 10. The Bible says, he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Amen. That's what the Lord said. Amen. Matthew 15 verse 10.
Matthew 15 verse 10.
He called the multitude
and
said unto them,
akati kwavari,
hear,
tererai,
and understand.
Munzwisise.
Amen. There's two things there. Amen. Hear,
terera,
and understand.
Munzwisisa.
Was it possible that you can hear and don't understand? Because we saw that man who heard and understood not. And the Christ says, hear and understand. And we know this understanding is the revelation. Are we together? Amen. And the Bible says, now faith is the subject right now that we have under consideration. In the message, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
55:08-06.
It says, what is faith? Many people substitute hope for faith. But it's just as much difference as it is day and night. For the Bible in Hebrews 13 chapter said, amen, we know the chapter, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. That's Hebrews
11.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. See, it's not just a mythical hope. It's absolutely substance. I hope you see it. And then you'll see these things happen. See, many people can have hope in their mental thinking. And sorry to say this, that's the position of many Christians. Amen.
Amen.
Mental thinking. They have a conception, but never yet experienced what Jesus said. Amen. When he said, except a man be born again, he will not see the kingdom. Or of the word translated, right, is understand the kingdom. Amen. Except a man be born again, he cannot understand the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
You look at anything, say, and then you say, I just don't see it.
What are you?
Amen. You don't mean don't see it with your eyes. You don't see it with your heart. You don't understand it. Amen.
Amen.
Now there is two elements.
Amen.
On this subject. There is two elements that make up the human being. One of them is your mind. And then the other is your soul. And the mind is your mental thinking, your intellectual, or your intellect. And your soul is a part of God that's in you. When you are born in this world, as a child, grow into be a living soul. And at the age of choice, amen, right, you hear the gospel in some way, and something way down in you tells you to receive Christ, and then you'll say, well, I'm too young, I will wait a little longer, Now there is where you make your first mistake right there. For you grieve this person inside. God is not going to judge by this man up here, your intellect. He's going to judge you by your soul. And many people have faith by their intellect. Others have faith by their soul. Now the intellect up here will reason with the word of God. Say it's not reasonable. Amen.
Huh?
That's reasoning. It doesn't make sense. Amen. But the soul doesn't reason at all. It says it's the truth.
No,
and that settles it. The soul believes it. The intellect will say, I wonder, it might have been for a day gone by. Amen. That's your intellect. The doctor said this. You know, the specialist said this. Amen. Huh? But the soul says, Christ Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. No reasoning. Doesn't reason at all. It believes. Amen.
Amen.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen.
Amen.
Casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You are casting down all reasoning. All imagination. Amen. And bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, the Word. Amen.
Amen.
It's what God said. It's what God said. Amen. The Bible says, when you start reasoning, then you lose your victory. When you start reasoning, you lose your victory. Amen. Therefore speak I unto them in parables. Because they seeing see not. And hearing they hear not. Neither do they understand. Amen.
Amen.
They see. They hear. But they don't understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of
Isaiah,
which says, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand.
That's
Matthew 13, verse 14. Amen. Hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. For these people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart. Amen.
Amen.
You see,
unoona,
you hear,
unonzwa,
but you understand with the heart.
Asi unonzwisisa nemoyo.
Amen.
Amen.
Because God deals with the soul.
Nekuti Mwari vanoshanda nemoyo.
With the heart. And he's saying to these people, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Amen.
Amen.
So if they understand with their heart, amen, God has no choice. Amen. But to heal them. Amen. To convert them. Amen. But blessed are your eyes, for they see. And your ears, for they hear. Amen.
Amen.
Now, language school.
School children.
Munenda kuchikoro.
You go to school, but now listen to what we are going to say.
The prophet says, you do not see in Bible terms with your eyes.
Amen. Amen. You see with the heart.
Amen. You see with the heart.
Amen.
Amen. Because they are seeing,
nekuti vari kuona,
but they don't perceive.
Asi havasi kukwanisa kuzvibata.
They hear,
vanonzwa,
but they don't understand.
Asi havasi kuzvinzwisisa.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible terms of seeing.
Saka mukutaura kweBhaibheri kana richiti kuona.
You see with your heart.
Unoona nemoyo wako.
Jesus said to Nicodemus.
Yesu akati kuna Nikodemo.
Verily, verily I say unto you.
Mazvirokwazvo.
Except a man be born again.
Kunze kwekuti munhu aberekwa patsva.
He cannot see the kingdom of God.
Hakwanisi kuona umambo hwaMwari.
Amen. It doesn't mean look with these eyes.
Azvireve kuona nemeso ako.
It means understand.
Zvinoreva kunzwisisa.
He cannot understand.
Hakwanisi kunzwisisa.
Amen. When we can understand,
kana tikakwanisa kunzwisisa,
God's attitude towards us,
maonero aMwari kwatiri,
then God is compelled,
zvino Mwari vanogombedzera,
to give the blessings,
kupa maropafadzo,
that He promised,
vakaropafadzo,
through His redemptive name,
muzitarawe maritawe erudzikinuro.
Amen. When we understand,
kana tanzwisisa,
God is compelled,
Mwari vanogombedzera,
there's no choice,
havana sarudzo. Amen.
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 Now, any Bible scholar here knows that the word see in that scripture, amen, does not mean look with these eyes. It means understand. Amen. You say, looking at something, right, you say, I just don't see it. You mean you don't understand it. You are looking right at it. You look with your eyes. But you understand with your heart. Amen.
Amen.
You can't understand it. No man can know nothing of God until first you are born of the Spirit. Amen. That's what the Lord Jesus said, Christ said to Nicodemus. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. He cannot understand. Amen.
Amen.
So you understand with your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, knowing their thoughts,
Yesu achiziva
zvirimudangariro dzavo. Wherefore think ye evil in your heart.
Akati seiko muchifunga zvakaipa mumoyo yenyu.
Amen. But saifunga isi kuti tinofunga mufusoro mandeti.
So we always thought we reason with our minds.
Amen. Kufunga. But the Christ is saying,
Kristu ari kuti,
wherefore think ye evil in your heart.
Seiko muri kufunga zvakaipa mumoyo yenyu.
Amen.
Amen.
What Proverbs says,
nekuti zvirevo inoti,
as a man thinketh in his heart,
munhu sekufunga kwaanoita mumwoyo make,
so is he.
Ndozvaari.
So you think with your heart, brother.
Saka hama munofunga ne moyo wenyu.
Amen. As a man thinketh in his heart.
Sekufunga kwaaneta munhu mumoyo make.
So is he.
Ndozva ari.
Amen.
Amen.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Kubva mukuwanda kwezviri mumoyo muromo unotaura.
Amen. So you see with the heart.
Saka unoona nemoyo.
Amen. You look with your eyes.
Unotarisa nemaziso.
But you see with your heart.
Asi unoona nemoyo.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at the woman at the well.
Ngatitarise mudzimai.
Amen. We are coming to our subject.
Takusvika pachidzidzo chedu.
Say the right thing. Amen.
Taura zvakanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
The woman at the well.
Mudzimai
wepatsime. Say, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Hanzi changamire ndino uona kuti imi muri muprofita.
That's what she said.
Ndozva akataura.
I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Ndazviona kuti imi muri muprofita.
God in the beginning was life.
Mwari pakutanga vanga vari upenyu.
Eternal one.
Upenyu unogara nekusingaperi.
In him was attributes.
Maari maive nezvizenga.
And those attributes became words.
Zvizenga izvi zvikazova shoko.
And the word became flesh.
Shoko rikazoitwa nyama.
Amen. Jesus the Redeemer.
Jesu mudzikinuri.
Amen. That spirit that filled all space and time.
Mweya uyu waizadza kose nenguva yose.
The eternal one.
Uyu anogana nekusingaperi.
He had attributes.
Maari maive nezvizenga.
Amen. And those attributes became words.
Zvizenga izvi zvikava mashoko.
Amen. And the word became flesh.
Shoko iri rikazove nyama.
In the beginning was the word.
Pakutanga rakanga riri shoko.
The word was with God.
Shoko ranga riri kuna Mwari.
And the word was God.
Uye shoko iri rakanga riri Mwari.
And the word was made flesh.
Shoko iri rikaitwa nyama.
And dwelt among us.
Rikagara pakati pedu.
Jesus Christ.
Jesu Kristu.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says to redeem means to bring back.
Muprofita anotizikinura zvinoreva kudzosa.
Amen. If he has to bring it back,
kana achifanira kuzvidzosera,
it had to be somewhere.
Zvaifanira kunge zviri pane imwe nzvimbo.
To be brought back.
Kuti zvidzoswe.
Amen. So you see,
tamuri kuona,
all people will never be able to see it.
Vanhu vose havazobofa vakakwanisa kuzviona.
All people will never be able to understand it.
Vanhu vese havazokwanisa kuzvinzwisisa.
Because all people wasn't in the beginning in God's thoughts.
Nekuti vanhu vose vakanga vasiripo pamavambo mundangariro dzaMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at the priest.
Tarisai vaprofita.
Amen. This is in the message. The mighty God unveiled before us.
Mumari dzenunze Mwari mukuru achibhedhenura pamberi pedu.
Look at the priest.
Tarisai vaprofita.
When they see him express himself exactly with the word.
Pavakamuona achinyatsozvibhedhenura pachena achinyatsonangana neshoko.
Exactly with the word.
Vakanyatsonangana neshoko.
According to the scriptures.
Zvichienderana nemagwaro.
What he was.
Zvavakanga vari.
They said it's Beelzebub.
Vakati ndiBeelzebub.
That showed their nature.
Zvakaratidza unhu hwavo.
It was in the modern thought of the day.
Zvakanga zviri mafungiro enguva yavo.
Who can condemn me of sin? That's what Christ said.
Ndiani angandipomera kuti ndine chivi.
Amen. What the Bible says of Christ.
Zvinotaura neBhaibheri pamusoro paKristu.
Amen. That when he comes,
kuti paanouya,
he is going to do this and that.
Achaita icho neicho.
What haven't I fulfilled?
Chii chandisina kuzadzikisa.
Amen. So who can condemn me of sin?
Saka ndiani anokwanisa kundipomera?
If you cannot believe me,
kana musinganditeni,
believe the works.
Tendai mabasa.
Because the works testify of who I am.
Nekuti mabasa angu anondipupurira kuti ndine ani.
Amen.
Amen.
So Christ here,
saka Kristu apa,
expressing himself exactly with the word.
Akanyatsozvibudisa chaizvo zvinoendera neshoko.
But they say it's Beelzebub.
Asi vakamuti ndiBeelzebub.
They failed to see.
Vakatadza kuzviona.
They failed to understand.
Vakatadza kunzwisisa.
They led this revelation.
Vakanga vasina chizaruro ichi.
But when the little prostitute,
asi kachipereka diki,
that he met at the well,
akasangana nako patsime,
told her,
akamuudza,
expressed his messiah sign. by telling her what she had done. Why? She said,
say,
I perceive that you are a prophet.
Amen.
Amen. We know the Messiah, when he comes, he will tell us these things. A prostitute. Amen. I perceive that you are a prophet. She was recognizing him as the Messiah. The anointed one. Because he met the scripture qualification. Amen.
Amen.
That's how she recognized him as the Messiah. He met the scriptural qualifications. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet says, don't you see? And the congregation says, Amen. The two pieces of paper were coming together. Amen. Said, we know what the Messiah coming. Where the Messiah coming. Amen. The process, the two pieces coming together. I think I have to explain that. Amen. The prophet says, the Chinese. Amen. When they came to America, because they could not speak American language or English, but they were great laundrymen. Amen. I took dry cleaning. Amen. But they could not write. Amen. Well, the English language. They could write their own language. The Chinese. But if you can cinema products in China,
I believe we have got a lot of Chinese products that you can read the language. You can just see the language.
You can just
some inscriptions there.
The Americans could not understand it.
If they could write in their own language, the Americans.
Amen. So when people brought in their clothes, amen. Amen. So what these Chinese could just do? Right, because they couldn't write. Amen. Their language. You know, they would just do this. A certain way. Amen.
Amen.
You know, nowadays we know we have receipt books. Maybe in duplicate or triplicate. Amen. And then the first copy you are given. Amen. And then the next one, duplicate, you know, it's stapled on your clothes. So when you come to collect your clothes, right, you bring your receipt. They, she just sees the number. Receipt number 16.
Number 16.
And goes through the rack.
Number 16.
She doesn't even ask you, you know, was it a suit or was it a jacket or what color? Amen. It's just that receipt number. Amen. Would identify your clothes. Amen. Right, but now these Chinese, they could not do this. So they would just take a piece of paper and then tear it a certain way and then give you this other piece and then the other one is tacked onto your clothes. So when you come to collect your clothes, right, you just hand over the piece of
paper.
So what you just do, go through the rack. Okay, right. Amen. So this is what the prophet is saying. The two pieces of paper were coming together. Amen. That's why the prophet is saying how she recognized him as the Messiah. He met the scriptural qualifications. Amen. Putting the old scripture with the experience that Jesus was giving her, what he did, it made the Messiah. Amen. And quickly,
The prophet says, quickly, her sins were forgiven. Because at the beginning, she was redeemable. Because she was in God's thing at the beginning. So it redeemed her, brought her back. When she seen the expressed scripture manifested of Jehovah, what he was and what he is. Amen.
Amen.
Here was the old scripture. Because he said, we know when Messiah cometh, he will do these things. So here's the old scripture. And here's the experience. What is being manifested dovetailing with the scripture, the promised word. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen.
If we would only know what day we are living in. Process, there wouldn't be so much confusion about this message. Amen. And about the scriptures that we are trying to bring to the people. If the people only understand that understanding, if people only understand that you are at the end time, amen, then you look for the end time message. Amen.
Amen.
Where is the scripture being fulfilled? Amen. And the word manifested is the light of the hour. The word manifested is the light of the hour. What is light?
Eh?
The word that is allotted for your age, when it is manifested and you see it, that is light. This is what happened to this prostitute. Amen. Christ was light to her. The word that was allotted for her age, when it was manifested before her, and she saw it, she understood that was light to her. Amen. And quickly the prophet says, her sins were forgiven. Amen.
Amen.
Because that's the atonement.
Do yananiso.
That is life.
Do
when you see it.
Kana wazuona.
Amen.
Amen.
For this is the condemnation Christ said. That light is coming to the world. And men love the darkness rather than light. Because their deeds were evil. This is the condemnation. That light is coming to the world. What is light? The word being manifested. Amen. This whole Bible is the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
But not all this word of God is light.
No. No.
But the word of your age, the word that has been allotted for your age, when it is being manifested and you see it, that is light.
Hallelujah. Wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
So the two pieces
saka zvikamu zviviri
coming together,
zvemapepa zvichiuya pamwe chete,
all the scripture
magwaro
ekare and the experience
nezvitiko
produces the Messiah,
zvakaburitsa Messiah.
Amen. This age that we are living in,
muchizvara chino chatiri kugara.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Romans 10,
Varoma 10.
Let's see what Paul says.
Tinzwe zvinotaurwa naPaulo. Romans 10 verse 2.
For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge.
Nokuti ndinova pupura kuti vanoshingairira Mwari asi havaiti nokuziva.
They have a zeal of God.
Vanoshungudza Mwari.
But not according to knowledge.
Asi havaiti nokuziva.
Amen.
Amen.
What is lacking there?
Chiko chisipo
apa. Is understanding.
Kunzwisisa.
Amen. But they have a zeal.
Asi vane shungu.
So it's not about zeal.
Saka nyaya yacho haisiye shungu.
Tikataura pamusoro peshungu.
If we talk about zeal,
totozotisati kwane pane vamwe magea anoitwa nevamwe kunze.
We know we cannot compare to others who are out there.
Ah. Pamwe unopepuka.
Sometimes you are awakened.
Wonzwa kuchechi yaye imwe chechi iri pane next door paya pane munamato uri kuitwa.
And you hear from the church next door there's a prayer there.
Wokotsira.
And you sleep.
Wopepuka.
And you wake up again.
Wonzwa muri kunamatwa.
And you still hear they are still praying.
Hey. Tombotibatikani.
And you it disturbs you a little bit.
Amen. Sacrifice they make.
Kuzvipirisa kwavanoita.
Amen.
Amen.
40-day fast.
Vachitsanya mazuva 40.
And totozvitsika izvozvo.
I dread that so much.
But that much it was on 30 days. 30 days.
We are on 30-day fast. 30 days.
Totochka.
I fear that.
Amen. But vanozviita.
But they go through it.
Amen. I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. The righteousness which is of faith. Amen. The righteousness which comes by revelation speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall ascend unto the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The righteousness of faith. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen.
Amen.
The righteousness that is of faith.
Amen.
Amen. Say the right thing. Amen. Now is the season. This is the time. Amen.
Amen.
It's the right time. Amen. I want to see God. I cannot go on like this. Some of you are sick. If God does not intervene, you will die. Amen. So I'm saying this morning, I want to see God. Amen. I'm saying this morning that God is God.
Amen.
Say the right thing. Amen. Mark chapter 7.
We're coming to our subject now.
Right, a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit. Amen. Heard of him. Amen. She heard of him. And came and fell at his feet. Amen. And the woman was a Greek. A Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him. She besieged him. And to besiege is to implore urgently. To beg eagerly. She had. Amen. And she came and fell at his feet. And she begged him. That he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Amen. Jesus saith unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. Yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. Yes, Lord. Yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, listen to this. For this saying. For this saying. For, because of what you have just said. Go thy way. The devil is gone out of your daughter. Amen. And when she was come to her house. She found the devil gone out. And her daughter laid upon the bed. For this saying. Go thy way. Amen. What are you saying this morning? Amen. What is your attitude this morning? For this saying. Amen. The Syrophoenician woman, the prophet says. Greek actually what she was. When Jesus said unto her, it is not meet for me to take children's bread and give it to the dogs. She said, that's true, Lord. But the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. He said, for this saying, the devil has left your daughter because of what you have just said. Because you can say in your heart this morning, you can accept in your heart this morning, because Christ said, whatever you desire, whatever condition you are in, say the right thing. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says, say something good. Say something good then. Amen. Say something good about somebody. Talk about Jesus. Say something loyal. Say something real. Amen.
That's why in the way they think before you speak. People just utter words.
Amen. But we're Christian.
Asumu Christ.
Amen. You speak under anointing. You speak by inspiration. It is revealed to you. And this is why the prophet says, he's saying,
Talk about Jesus. Say something loyal. Say something real. That's the way to get rid of devils. Amen. He never prayed for the girl. He never said one thing about her being healed. He just said, for this sake. For this sake. Amen. Say the right thing. Amen. He never prayed. He never said anything about her healing. He said, for this sake. Because of what he has just said.
Hey.
God heard it.
Mwariva kazinzwa.
Amen. Because God hears.
Nekuti mwariva nonzwa.
Amen. This morning.
Mangwana neano.
God hears.
Mwariva nonzwa.
Amen. This is why we are saying, say the right thing.
Nosaka tiri kuti taura mashoko akanaka.
For this thing.
Nekuda kwamashoko aya.
Get it right.
Get it right.
Amen. These are end time scriptures.
I am a guarema zuwe kukuma.
Amen.
Amen.
To anoint our faith.
Kuzodza kutenda kwedu.
Yet right the other day.
Yet right rimwe zuva.
She didn't ask for anything.
Ahana chakambokumbira.
She was just sitting there.
Vanga akangogara apo.
But she said the right thing.
Asi akataura zvakanaka.
Which pleased the Holy Spirit.
Zvakafadza moyo mutsvene.
She was just sitting there. She was not in a 30-day fast. She wasn't even praying. She was just sitting there. She was preparing food for the men of God. Amen. But she said the right thing.
Which
pleased the Holy Spirit. Say the right thing. By your word you are justified. By your word you are condemned. Lord, take my lips. Take my eyes. Take my ears. My feet. Let me yield to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit spoke back. And said, Eti. Ask anything that you will. Whatever you got in your. Whatever you want. Find out whether this is real or not. Ask anything. The healing of your little sister that's crippled there. Or you want $10,000 to keep her from digging all them hills. Or you to restore to her well done, run down body. Whatever you want to ask, you ask it right now. If it don't come and give it to you right now, then I'm a false prophet. Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. She said something that pleased not the prophet. Amen. That pleased the Holy Spirit. And this morning the Holy Spirit, the presence of God is in this place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The same God. He says, I'm the Lord, I change not. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, say to this mountain.
You've
heard about what's been taken place. Amen. Says, that's the ministry that we're entering into.
It's
the prophet. He says, that's the ministry that we are entering into. We are way up on the road now. Because 1959.
And
the prophet says, we are way up the road now. Soon the coming of the Lord.
Eh?
We have got to have rapturing faith. In a church. that can be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, to go out, or we will not. Says, but don't worry. Church of God, the prophet says, don't worry. It will be there. He repeats, it will be there. It has been spoken. So shall it be.
Amen.
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 Says, we are way up the road. Promises. Amen. To the bride. Amen to you and me. Amen. Say the right thing. Now is the season. This is the time. It's the right time. I want to see God in my life. And when the power of this church rises, it will bring its brethren. And the power of that church rises, it will bring its brethren. The power of that church will bring the other brethren. Then there will be a general resurrection. We are looking forward to it. Amen.
Amen.
And brother, God, if anything, we had that on Friday, if anything I want him to do for me is open my spiritual eyes that I might recognize him and look around and see, for he is everywhere. I want to see him and be so acquainted with him that I will know him on the very sight. On the very sight. Amen.
When I see him, okay,
I will recognize that it's God. That's my heart's desire. Amen.
Amen.
Be as Abraham was. Always in that atmosphere. The right atmosphere. Amen. That when he comes, you'll be able to recognize him. Because there is the unrecognized presence of God. There is the unrecognized presence of God. Amen. Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some say you are
Jeremiah.
Some one of the prophets. But whom say you that I am? And he said, see, thou tell no man. That I, Jesus, is that Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Say the right thing. The thief at the cross. Amen. Do you know what the Bible says? Amen. Luke chapter
23.
Verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. By your words you are justified. By your words you are condemned. Amen. We see this man right at the point of death. Amen. Christ, the life giver, by his side, and he railed at him. Thou be the
Christ.
Save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him. He rebuked his friend. Amen.
Amen.
Saying, dost not thou fear God? These were malefactors, criminals. Amen. This one was also a criminal. But here, he is rebuking his friends. Says, dost not thou fear God? Seeing thou art in the same condemnation.
Don't thou fear God?
Hmm?
There are people who speak. And it shows they don't fear God.
Amen.
God on his side.
Ari pejiko pejiko now.
Closer to him.
Amen. But
he speaks and he shows that he does not fear God. By the way they speak. And by their actions.
Amen. But his friend rebuked him.
Does
not thou fear God?
Asa which can.
And we indeed justly. For we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man, amen, this was the thief on the right of the Lord, amen, says, but this man, he has done nothing amiss. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
This man,
he
has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Amen. For this saying, he recognized that this was the Messiah. This was the Son of God. He has done nothing amiss. Amen. He recognized him. He says, Lord, when you come to thy kingdom, remember me. Amen. Amen. A criminal.
Bava.
Amen. At the point of death. Amen. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Amen.
Amen. He didn't even know the gate of a church. He was not even baptized.
Amen. Asari pamuchinjikwa.
But on the cross.
Asari wandema minutes kuti afe.
Left with only few minutes to die.
For hours.
Or hours.
Amen. Atarisana negehena.
Now looking at hell.
Amen. Atodongorera mugehena.
He was just on the point of giving him to hell.
No, that's tofari a criminal.
Because he was dying a criminal.
Saka mu criminal wese mbava yese inenda kugehena.
Because every criminal ever.
Mundi yese inenda kugehena.
Amen.
All
prostitutes go to hell.
Amen. Saka atopatina chokuti gehena ranga razarura muromo waro kuti richimutambira.
At the point where hell was getting ready to receive him.
Nokuti rakagadzira kugamuchira varo.
Because hell is prepared to receive its own.
Amen. Rakagadzira kugamuchira varo.
Hell is prepared to receive its own.
Amen. But right at that point.
Asipanguva iyoyo.
He said the right thing. Amen. Amen. Ama, God is sovereign. Amen.
He does what he wants.
Amen. Probably your
person whom you really loved.
Amen. Why can you pupurira?
You would testify to
Nekuto
sanya. And fast.
I didn't remember.
And you'll be saying, I know I'm a member.
Amen. But for deathbed.
But on the deathbed.
Kunavanu wakawanda.
There are so many people.
Amen. Tichasha misika.
Who will be surprised.
Amen. But tichasha koko.
When we get yonder.
Tichasha misika.
Who will be surprised.
Nevanu wakawanda.
By the people who am I going to see.
Amen.
Amen.
Sasha misika.
We will be surprised.
Nokuti shamwari dzake dzakasiya dzangasati dzabatwa.
Because his friends whom he left, we had not yet been caught.
Amen. Vanga vachiziva kuti Rufus.
They knew that Rufus.
Ah, chigevenga chaichi.
Ah, that one.
Kana vanga vakatombobirwa naye.
Maybe people who were robbed by him.
Amen. Vasina kutomboziya zvakaitika pamuchinjikwa.
Who knew not what happened at the cross?
Vaitongoziya zvikundawo kwavakaenda kugehena.
They understood that he went to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
But Mwari nenyasha dzake.
But God, because of his mercy.
Because of his saying. Right at the point of death.
Ari panhoo yerufu.
Amen. Uri muchinanhu ichi cheurwere.
You are at that point of
unogona kuva nemaonero akanaka.
You can have a right attitude.
Amen.
Amen.
Verily I say unto you,
maziro kwazo ndinoti
kwa uri, today,
nasi,
this very day,
zvari ino chairo,
shall thou be with me in paradise.
Uchava neni muparadiso.
Amen.
Amen.
Say the right thing.
Taura zvakanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
Because your right mental attitude,
nekuti maonere ako epfungwa dzako akanaka,
towards God's divine promise,
kuvimbiso tsene dzese dzamwari,
will bring it to pass.
Zvinoita kuti dzidzadzikiswe.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the prophet says. The right mental attitude
maonero akanaka epfungwa dzako,
any of God's promises,
kuvimbiso ipi zvayo yema,
will bring it to pass.
Anoita kuti dzidzadzikiswe.
What is your attitude?
Maonero ako akadii? Amen.
Now, maybe you don't believe that.
Pamwe hamuzvitende.
You say, well, my faith is weak.
Pamwe unoti kutenda kwangu kudiki.
The prophet says, I wouldn't confess it.
Muprofita anoti ini ndirini ndaisazvipupura kudaro.
I wouldn't confess it.
Andaipupura kuti kutenda kwangu kudiki.
That my faith is weak.
Kuti kutenda kwangu kune kutera.
That I don't have faith.
Kuti handina kutenda.
Amen.
Amen.
You need God to do something in your life.
Amen.
You want Him to touch you. You want Him to heal you.
But
the Bible says, I am the Lord that healeth all thy diseases. I wouldn't confess that my faith is weak. Don't let the devil know that. Always say, I've got faith. I believe God with all my heart. I believe God is able. By His stripes I was healed. I'm a victor. Confess it. Amen. That I believe. I believe. I believe. Amen.
Amen.
Don't testify nothing of the devil. Amen. Take God at His word. Amen.
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 Now, if you take God at His word, amen, then it's all over on God. Amen. Not on you.
Kwete kwauri iwe.
Amen. I'm not responsible for what I'm saying this morning.
Andina mungava pane zvandiri kutaura mangwana nano.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's His word.
Ishoko raMwari.
He promised it.
Vakazvimbisa.
Say the right thing.
Taura zvakanaka.
As long as you take God at His word,
ukangotora cheke mari pashoko ravo,
then the word will produce what it promised to do.
Zvino shoko rinozoburitsa zvarakavimbisa kuti richaita.
God,
Mwari,
you said it.
Makazvitaura.
God,
Mwari,
you said it.
Makazvitaura.
It's in your word.
Zviri mushoko
renyu. I'm taking you at your word.
Ndiri kukutora
ipa shoko. You promised it.
Makazvivimbisa.
Amen.
Amen.
Take it to the cross and leave it there. You take it to the cross and leave it there.
It's
not your business. Your part is to take it to Him. In prayer. Let Him know. Confess it. Leave it there. Now there is seasons for everything.
You know,
amen. Remember we said now is the season. There is seasons for everything. Do you believe that? You sow in a certain season. You reap in a certain season. And there is seasons when the time comes. That's right for things to happen.
Pane mwaka uno tinguwa ino shika kuti zvinhu zvakufanira kuitika. Amen.
Hmm?
There is seasons when the time comes, that's right for things to happen.
Pane mwaka unosvika kuti nguva inenge yanaka kuti zvinhu zvichiitika.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Munozvitenda here?
The prophet asking.
Muprofita ari kubvunza.
Amen.
Amen.
When you come to church,
paunoya kuchechi,
you come prayed up.
Unoya wakanamata.
You come in the atmosphere.
Unoya uri muupo.
You come expecting.
Unoya uchitarisira.
And here we are.
Zvino tiri pano.
Oh, little Martha.
Ah, Marita mudiki.
Come running out.
Akabuda achimhanya.
She looked like she had a way to have said something against him.
Saida tizeunge aive nemunzira yekutaura zvimwe zvinopikisana navo ishe.
Why did you come to my brother?
Sei musina kuya kuzona hazadzi yangu.
Look what we've done for him.
Tarisai munhu zvamamuitira.
Look what we've done for you.
Tarisai munhu zvakataka kuitira imi.
We left our churches.
Takasiya machechi edu.
To follow you.
Kukutevera imi.
And we called you.
Tikakudanai.
But you didn't come.
Asi hamuna kuuya.
Well, if she would have said that,
zvino dai Marita akataura mashoko akadai,
the story never would have finished the way it did.
Nyaya iyi ingadai isina kupera ine huchapupu hwainawo.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the way you approach a divine gift, the prophet says.
Inzira yaunosvika nayo pachipo chitsvene, ndotaura nemuprofita.
Amen. Is the way you approach a divine gift of God.
Mauiro aunoita pachipo
chitsvene. If God sends a gift,
kana Mwari vakatumira
chipo, you've got to approach it right.
Unofanira kusvika pachiri zvakanaka.
If you ever expect to get anything from it,
kana uchitarisira kuona chimwe chinhu,
you've got to approach it right.
Unofanira kusvika pachiri.
And Martha knew that.
Marita akazviziva.
She had probably read about the Shunammite woman and her baby.
Pamwe tingati anganga amboverenga pamusoro pe Shunammite mudzimai nemwana wake.
Amen. Probably she might have read.
Pamwe angave akaiverenga nyaya.
Amen. Because Revelation says, in the book of Revelation, blessed is he that readeth.
Akaropafadzwa uyo anoverenga.
And he that heareth.
Uyo anonzwa.
Amen. There is blessings in reading.
Pane maropafadzo mukuverenga.
There is blessings in hearing.
Pane maropafadzo mukunzwa.
Amen. So she might have read. About the Shunammite woman and the baby.
Pamusoro pemudzimai wei kuShunemi nemwana wake.
Amen. If that Shunammite woman knew that God was in Elijah,
kana mudzinai weShunemi aiziva kuti Mwari aive muna Eria,
how much more was he in Jesus?
Ko Mwari anga akadiwo kuve muna Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing.
Kutenda kunoya kubudikidza nekunzwa.
And hearing by the word.
Uye kunzwa kubudikidza neshoko.
Faith which is a revelation.
Kutenda kunoya chizaruro.
Amen. Comes by hearing.
Kunoya kubudikidza nekunzwa.
Amen. Hear and understand.
Teererai munzwisise.
Amen.
Amen.
So she went up with the right approach.
Saka akaenda kwavari nemaendera akanaka.
She ran up and fell down at his feet.
Akamhanya akanozvivisira patsoka dzavo.
The prophet says, I like that.
Profeta anoti ndinozvida.
Fell down at his feet.
Akanozvivisira patsoka dzavo.
Amen. He says, Lord.
Akati ishe.
That's his right title. She said, the Lord.
Akati ishe.
Like the thief at the cross. Says, Lord, remember me. He gave him the right title. Says, Lord. My. You know, there's things that touch the Lord. Things that touch the Lord. You say it from your heart. Believing it from your heart. Say something real. Something loyal. That's what he was. He was Lord to her. Lord! If you would have been here, my brother would not have died.
Amen.
Amen.
No.
She's not accusing him. Amen. but ascribing to him the power to heal. If you had just been here, my brother would not have died. Amen.
Amen.
Because she is saying, she's acknowledging that I know you have the power to heal. Amen. You have the power to save. Amen. You are all powerful. You can do anything. With you, all things are possible. If you had been here, I know you would not have died. Oh my! I could just imagine his great heart. As he looked at that beautiful woman, the tears running down her cheeks. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Watch what she said. Watch what she said. But even now, though he is dead, though the skin worms is crawling through his body, even now, whatever you ask God, he will give it to you. Amen. Even now. My. And the Bible says that's the secret. You might say, I've seen it through every hospital. Amen. Seen every specialist. The doctor says, I'm going to die. But even now, Lord, I'm all crippled up with arthritis. I can't move. But even now, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you ask God, God will do it. Ask the Father anything in my name, I will do it, Jesus said. Even now, Lord. Woo! That must have turned in his great heart. Amen. When he said, even now, Lord, the Lord says, oh, that must have turned in his great heart. It touched his heart. It did something to his heart. It touched him. Like blind Bartimaeus. Amen. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. The faith of a blind old beggar stopped Christ in his tracks. It was the faith of that beggar. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen.
Amen.
Because Bartimaeus knew that Jesus is the Messiah. He has the power to heal. Says, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The prophet says it was his faith that touched him. Not so much the shouting, but the touch of faith. So this is what turned in his great heart. And he said, thy brother shall live. Says, yeah, Lord, he will live. He was a good boy. He will come from the great resurrection, general resurrection. Because them Jews believed in general resurrection, he will come from the general resurrection in the last days. Look at him. He pulled himself together. He said, I am the resurrection and life. Oh my! There never was a man who could say that before. There never will be one after can say it. He's the only one who can say it. I am the resurrection and life. Resurrection is a person. Munu.
He is a man.
When you have that moon in you.
If you have that person in you.
Hallelujah. Rufar Gunacha Runokita.
Death can do nothing to you.
For the resurrection is a person. When you have that person in you. Amen.
Amen.
He that believeth shall never die.
Ah, Zofe.
Amen.
Amen.
When you have the resurrection in you, the life of Christ in you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we know all those brothers and sisters. Amen. Whom we say we buried. They are not dead. They are alive. Amen. Because they left this earth with Christ, the resurrection in them. Amen.
Amen.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said, yeah, Lord. She knows something was fixing to happen. I believe something is fixing to happen this morning, brother. I believe something is fixing to happen. Say the right thing. This is the season. Amen.
Amen.
Because why? The Bible says, when faith from an honest heart. When faith from an honest heart meets God, them cogs just comes together like that. Something has to take place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faith from an honest heart meets God. Here is God. And here is faith from an honest heart. When the two meet, something is bound to happen this morning. Who has got this faith? I tell you, brother, sister, something has got to happen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I challenge this audience tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your faith connect with God. Blind Bartimaeus, his faith connected with God. The woman with the blood issue, her faith connected with God. He said, thy faith has saved you.
Amen.
Let your faith connect with God. In a few minutes, we'll have another Pentecost. There will be such a revival break in this town. There wouldn't be enough cops in the country to keep them down. Akuna. They won't be able to control us, brother, sister. It's a promise to the church. To you and me, brother, sister. Faith from an honest heart. Let it connect with God. And you, sister. Rise up your faith. Let it connect with God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. That's right. There will be a revival. My. My.
Amen.
Says, where have you laid him?
And Mamuri Gapapi.
Where have you laid him?
Mamuri Gapapi.
When faith from an honest heart.
Amen.
Something turned in his great heart. He says, where have you laid him? Where have you laid him?
How many things that we
have?
Things
we so much cherished. But Takatizafa. But God is saying this morning. Christ is saying, where have you laid him?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He goes down to the grave. He was a man enough to cry. And he was God enough to raise the dead. Amen. That's Christ this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Faith from an honest heart. Let it connect with God. Amen. The presence of God. Amen. Was present to heal. It was the season. It is the season. Amen. He wants to do something for you. Amen.
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 My. Hallelujah.
Amen. End time scriptures.
magwaro
to anoint our faith.
Kuzodza kutenda kwedu.
Amen.
Amen.
A lady in my church.
Mumidzimai muchechi mangu.
Amen. Brother Bila. A Mrs. Weber.
Brother Bila, ndamai Weber.
Amen. She was dying with TB.
Vanga vakufane TB.
She was in the sanatorium at the last stages. They sent her home to die. Said there's nothing could be done for her. Mrs. Grace Weber.
Miss Amai Grace Weber.
In Jeffersonville.
Jeffersonville.
She lived just beyond the tabernacle. Now listen carefully, brother. Say the right thing. And she had got 5 or 6 little children. So the angel of the Lord came to me that night. And said, go tell Mrs. Weber. And tell Mr.
Weber.
Rather, to get things ready. The angel of the Lord. Telling the prophet, go and tell Mr.
Weber
to get things in order. For he is going to be left with those children on his hands. That's the prophet. Amen. For his wife is going to die. The angel of the Lord telling the prophet, go tell Mr.
Weber,
amen, to get things ready, amen, put things in order, to prepare
for death.
If there's something
to be done about the will,
my papers are ready,
and all the papers are in order,
because your wife is going to die.
They
are going to be left with those children in your hands. Well, I went and told Mr.
Weber.
I told his little girl, little Jean Rose, which is a nurse now. She was a little bitty fellow then. She's a young lady now. It's been 7 years ago or more.
Yeah?
A woman that had been sent home to die. Amen. I said, now,
Jenny,
your mother is going to
die.
She can't live but a little while longer.
We meet these situations. We know
Amen.
Them.
The
difference is that the angel of the Lord had already foretold the
prophet.
We have got situations where we see our loved ones going.
Amen.
Many times they'll be calling each other. And we see where the issue is going. You can see for yourself.
Amen. So the prophet is now telling the little girl, the daughter, your mother is going.
She's
going to die.
Amen.
And 2 days after that, or 3 days, there were some ladies from the government
depot
where she worked. Amen. Come in. They came in. Amen. Right. Now, Miss Weber said,
yeah,
she's now talking to these women.
If
I could only have Brother Bill to pray for me once more. Remember what the prophet says? When God gives a gift, amen, you know how to approach it. Amen. Says, if I could only have Brother Bill to pray for me once more.
She said, I seen when my cousin Opal was healed with that cancer. The doctor just gave her till morning to leave. And their daughter is a nurse also. Amen. This is Miss Weber, she's saying. If I could only get Brother Bill to pray for me.
Eh?
Because I've seen God.
Eh?
When he prayed for my cousin.
Amen.
She was healed of cancer. When the doctor had given her up. Right. The girls from out at the government where she worked with her said, they ain't nothing to that guy. By your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. Said, he isn't nothing but a hypocrite. Dost thou not fear God? That's what the other thief said. Dost thou not fear God? Eh? Now hear these women. He isn't nothing but a hypocrite. Right? Said, that's all that religion is. Is just a bunch of fake fanaticism. And so Miss Weber said, look, I'm dying. And I know that. But I just won't stand still for that. She said, I know better than that. She said, I lived right here around this city. Around that man all the time. I've lived. Amen. I seen him from childhood grow up. She said, I know. Said you can call it fake if you want to. She said, but I've seen it just so much. And seen God heal the people. She said, and I know the man's life. And I know it's the truth. My. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a believer. Standing in. Amen. For the truth.
Chokwadi.
Amen.
Amen.
Defending the truth.
Achimiririra chokwadi.
Says, I know him. I've seen people healed. I know his life. I know it's the truth. And it happened to be the angel of the Lord had that. Hallelujah! Praise God! It happened to be the angel of the Lord had that. Brother.
You don't want. Don't need to be prayed for you.
Amen. Faithful man on his heart.
Kutenda kubaba moyo wakatendeka.
It happened to be.
Zakai kwa itika opu.
That the angel of the Lord heard that.
Kuti mutumwa Jehovah akazimwa.
Because he hears.
Nekuti vanonzwa.
When Miriam and Aaron spoke.
Miriam and Aaron pa wakataura.
God heard it.
Bible rati mwari wakazimwa.
And here Miss Weber is speaking.
Apa amai Weber varu kutaura.
And the angel of the Lord hears it.
And
that very night, sitting on the side of my chair in the room, after I got up and went and got a drink of water, about 3 o'clock in the morning, sitting on a chair, I seen him come walking through the door. He said, tomorrow, that was Sunday. Today is Sunday, sister. Today is Sunday, brother. Amen. that they are going to pick Miss Weber up and bring her down.
She
will be sitting on the right hand side. She will be sitting on the right hand side. Amen. On my right. Amen. Brother, I'm not going to get this. Amen. She will be sitting on the right hand side. Far back in the tabernacle. Said, I heard her. Is the angel of the Lord telling the prophet? Telling the prophet that they are going to bring Mrs.
Weber
to the tabernacle. She will be sitting on the right side, far in the tabernacle. Said, I heard her. Amen. What she said. Amen. When she was in hospital. Amen. Talking to those women. I heard what she said. And tell her. I heard it. What she said. And tell her. Thus says the Lord. She will live. And not die.
Hallelujah.
Brother, sister, we have not believed the cunningly devised table. We are not fooling a meat. But this is God. This is the reality. The unfailing God. Tell her. I heard her. Tell her. I heard her. Tell her. Thus says the Lord. She is going to live. And not die.
Hallelujah.
My.
Amen. Amen.
His presence was there. When she was taken up for what was right. His presence was there. He found her. So he came. And told me what she had said. Amen. To those women. And he had respect to her. Because she had respect unto what was representing God. Amen. So God will do the same thing for you. The prophet is saying, the voice of God to you and me. He's saying the same God will do the same for you. Amen.
Amen.
Not to respect me, but to respect Him, to Christ, the one who died for your healing. If you'll just give respect to Him, if you'll just give respect to Him and His word, God will do the work for you. That's right. And He's still the same Jesus. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody somewhere, say the right thing.
As
we stand up on our feet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will do the same for you. Amen. We believe His presence is here, brother. We believe it. Because He promised it. We believe it. Because He promised it. And it's His word. Not what somebody said. It's what the angel of the Lord said. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are in His presence. We prayed for a special visitation. We believe, brother, sister, that His presence is among us. Amen. To heal. To bind the broken hearts. To save the lost. Amen. And to prepare His church for the rapture. Are you here this morning? Do you have a need? You say, it's me, Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's me, Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. As we sing that song softly.